The Summer Small Biz Showcase is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors who are among the top 1 to 5% in Arizona, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. We look forward to you becoming a part of our unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. This is our Summer Small Biz Showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun, delivering you good people doing good business and good things. We're going to start the show off with a little Joel Osteen joke. About an 85-year-old woman. She'd gotten out of shape and she knew she needed to start exercising, so she decided to go to an aerobics class for seniors. And on the first day, she bent and she twisted and she gyrated back and forth and she jumped up and down and she perspired for over an hour. But she said by the time she got her leotards on, the class was over. These jokes get me every time, people. They just get me every time. Let's jump into the show. Today, I've got a good friend of mine and a very seasoned mortgage professional, Mike Thomas with Scout Mortgage. And, you know, there's a lot of people in this business. They've been in it for a long time. They've been in it for an hour. It really matters on the quality of the person, the integrity of the company, to make sure that you can get your purchase or refinance handled correctly, especially in this market where it's so competitive that you need to make sure that those extra steps are taken. And even so, to knock off some time, because if there's multiple offers, you better make sure yours is shiny, shiny. So how are you today, Mike?
Doing well. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to be able to talk a little shop with you today. So I will let you take it from here and give everybody some information and enlighten them as to how they could make this process easier for them and give them some pointers. And perhaps we'll talk a little bit about refis, because it's a great time to take advantage of that too.
We'll start with purchasing a home. First step, really, if you're even thinking of buying a house, whether one in a week, 6 months, a year from now, is talk to a lender. Someone like myself, we can get you a full pre-approval up front. So when you do talk to your real estate agent, you're not going to waste any time. You're going to know exactly what you qualify for. You're looking in your price range. Big difference between a full approval, a pre-approval, versus just talking, you know, to a bank, getting a price range. We actually get an initial automated underwriting approval and submit your loan to a lender who actually goes through full underwriting. And that's going to save you usually at least a week. So if you need to close quickly, we can accommodate that for you. And we have a number of different options because we work with all the major lenders. Being a broker saves you at least $500 to $800 in lender costs, because we have no junk fees on top of the typical lender fee. We can cover your appraisal. A lot of times you'll have a free appraisal with some of the programs, especially if you're a first-time buyer, really low down payment program. So just a number of options, and we really do the shopping for you and make sure you get the absolute lowest rate, lowest cost, what you qualify for.
Well, you and I have talked before that the lending guidelines in general have becoming a lot, they're a lot looser than, let's just say, 6 months or even a year ago. So there's a lot more creative programs, but they're not dangerous ones. They're nothing like that they were back in the heyday where everybody and their mother could get a house for a dollar. So it's not out of control. It's still within realistic guidelines and expectations, but there's a little bit more common sense with some of these programs. So if maybe somebody has a stigma in their head that they can't get a loan because they need to have a certain amount of money or there was certain criteria before, there are other programs that you were talking about. You want to share one or two of those? Because some of them are really actually pretty cool. I'm happy to see some of them return.
One of them is a program where the lender actually contributes 2% towards a 3.5% down payment. It's an FHA program. You don't have to pay the money back even if you sold the house in 6 months. That's really designed for first-time buyers. We have a number of different, just 3% down, 5%, whatever you're looking for. And even on the jumbo programs, we have as low as 5% down, which is, if you go to a typical bank, they're going to usually want 20 or at least 20% down. Investment properties, usually you're going to need at least 15% right now. If you're looking at a second home, we can do that as well. And we do have an exclusive high balance program. It just basically allows you to buy a house in Arizona, 10% down with going up to $679,000 on the loan amount, with conventional guidelines. So you're not being underwritten to the jumbo, which are, they're stricter guidelines, so it's easier to qualify. And that's, we were the first lender out here in Arizona that had that about 4 months ago.
And that's a really great program to take advantage of. The interest rate is usually a little bit lower probably than the jumbo, and the guidelines aren't as strict. So you can get that house in that price bracket of maybe where people, a lot of people are looking, and not have to lay out so much cash. And as prices are going up because the inventory is low, interest rates are going up. That's just part of how it's working. So with less money to have to put out, you can still get that same house and still be able to get something that you want. So, right, that's kind of the concept. Yeah, it's a great program. So while we've got a minute or two left, why don't you just talk briefly about the refinances and some of the other opportunities with the cash out and the whole ideology of really taking a look at your financial picture as to why you should consider refinancing and pulling some money out really to just to make your life easier.
Yeah, refinancing makes sense for a lot of people, especially taking cash out. Typically on a conventional loan, you could take 80% of whatever the value is. There's a couple lenders we're working with now that are going up on a conventional loan, 85%, which was where FHA was at, but there's higher fees on FHA. So this eliminates that, saving you some money. If you're a veteran, you can go up to 100% of the value if you needed to. And the rates are always going to be more competitive on the VA loan. If you have 10% more disability with the VA, they do waive their funding fee, which saves you some more money. But refinancing, I would look at, you know, credit cards or any debt you want to consolidate, because with the values going up, you can realistically, if you can't pay the debt off in 12 months, it makes sense a lot of times to just look at the numbers and use your equity in the house. And we can always do a no-cost loan. There's not going to be a bunch of closing costs added to the balance.
Yeah, you brought up a great point. If you can't pay off your debt that you have in credit cards in 12 months, then you need to consider taking advantage of the positions now with the equity that you've earned in your house to really make your life easier. I mean, if you've got enough money, then you've got, and you're in a job where, hey, you can earn enough to start clearing those credit cards, by all means, do that as the plan. But as far as most of the people, they don't have that as a potential opportunity. So if you could save $300, $400, $500, $1,000 a month, how nice would it be to have in 6 months or 12 months after you've cleared all the credit cards, you've got quite a few thousand dollars in the bank. Having a couple payments of your mortgage just sitting there is peace of mind beyond belief. And I'm sure you've gotten that response from your clients after they've realized, oh my God, I feel so much better that I only have maybe one bill. And the other thing too, that we talked about before, was the credit score goes up because then the debt's gone.
The credit scores go up. So you could potentially, if rates ever go down, qualify for even a lower rate. So something to look at, and definitely, you know, have somebody who can give you the numbers and just give them their professional opinion and see if it makes financial sense for you.
Yeah, it's basically, it goes down to Mike's whole idea and ideology is really just take a look at the financial status that you are in and allow someone like him to take a look at it, just like a snapshot. It doesn't cost you anything to have the credit reviewed. He pulls Tri-Merge, so then at least you'll be able to even see what the credit report is, and he gives you a copy of it. How nice is that? So you could use it as a reference. And then if it makes sense to do something, great. If it doesn't, then at least you can have a plan. The whole point is to put yourself on a plan, whether it's to refinance, to purchase, to do whatever you need to do to get yourself in a better financial position. So, Mike, can you give your contact information?
Yeah, the best way to reach me is my phone, which is 480-266-1154. If it ever goes to voicemail, leave a message. I'll get right back to you as quickly as possible. 480-266-1154.
And how about your email, too? Because I know that's the way a lot of people want to communicate nowadays.
Yeah, it's just mthomas@scoutmortgage.com.
And all of Mike's information is going to be on our website, and all of our guest information is always listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. So, Mike, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it. We're going to be able to get you some of these loans here because I know that our listeners really want to make their lives easier. So, again, that's Mike Thomas over at Scout Mortgage. And he's a really good guy. He's got some great programs. He's a great resource to have a conversation. And he's not going to give you information that is not going to be valuable to you.
Yeah, nothing else. Just have a quick conversation to see if we can help you out.
Just taking a look at the overall picture. All of his information and ours is going to be listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And I encourage you to check it out and begin to use it as a resource. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. And remember, if you're looking to buy or sell a home and you're not working with a real estate agent, then please consider our sponsor, Helping the People. They're a real estate company, Home Resource Center, a nonprofit. And they're matching home buyers and sellers with their preferred realtors. 25% of that commission then does go to the Homes for Veterans program, so they could start paying for veterans to purchase homes and also for those home improvements when they have service-connected injuries. So they're doing some great work. Their phone number, 833-694-6636, or check them out, helpingthepeople.org. And their information is on our website also. So I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Take a step to just make your life easier and think about your financial situation. Give Mike a call, shoot him an email, and hopefully he could do something to help you out. Or if it's even time to buy another house or buy your first house. Rates are going to be going up, so you might as well take advantage of where things are now. And thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody.